This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're part of a church, I have a question for you. Do you have anybody in your church with a disability? If so, what is your church doing to make sure that they're really included? 1 in 5 Australians, that's about 4.5 million people, have some kind of disability, but less than 5% of churches in Australia have any kind of specific disability program or outreach. Madeline Witham is the mother of a disabled daughter, Ella, and she wrote a book about her experiences. Now she's also working with Christian Blind Mission to promote a more inclusive agenda for our churches. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Katrina.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No problem.
Now, I know that you have been interviewed a few times before on this station, but firstly, it'd be great if you could tell us a little bit about your daughter, Ella, and also about her condition, Cornelia de Lange syndrome.
Ella was born with this rare syndrome, which is not genetic, it's just a random mutation, so it's not something that would be picked up on a chromosome test. Ella was born with a cleft palate, which was the first thing that we realised when she was born, and it took another 9 months to actually get the diagnosis of Cornelia de Lange syndrome. This syndrome can vary from being very extreme to mild, and Ella is on the milder end of the spectrum. Children with the syndrome have very significant facial features, almost like children with Down syndrome. You can pick the syndrome if you know what it looks like,
okay.
And it's the same with Cornelia de Lange. They're just different facial features, but because it's not very common, then people don't tend to know because they've never seen it before. Children with Cornelia de Lange always have intellectual disability, and it can be from profound to mild. They never speak, most of them. Ella does have plenty of language, which is a surprise and a great gift. We're very thankful for that most of the time. But probably Ella's biggest challenge, apart from the intellectual disability and some behavioural challenges, is severe reflux disease, which is also very, very common with children with this syndrome, and this is something that we will be battling with her whole life. She's had 22 operations up until now, and the stomach reflux surgeries have been the worst ones for her. She's now tube-fed twice a day to keep her weight up, so that's probably one of our biggest challenges, just keeping the weight on her at the moment. She's 15 years old now.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you how old she is and what her life looks like what she does with her days and that kind of thing.
Well, she goes to a wonderful special school in Warunga called St. Edmunds, which is a secondary school for students with mild to moderate intellectual disability. Wonderful place for her. She fits in very well. All the kids are very loving and supportive of each other. It's a great environment. It is the perfect environment for her schooling. So she's in year 9 this year, so we've got 3 years left, and what we do after that, I have no idea at this point.
I guess that's quite a looming thing for you, isn't it? What's she going to do when she leaves school?
Very looming, yes. Yes, I choose not to think about it too much, but obviously I'm going to have to deal with that in the next year or two.
Yeah, so what's your experience of church been like with Ella over the years?
We've had some wonderful experience with church and Ella, but we've also experienced difficulties just because Ella is not an easy child. She just doesn't fit in easily to a Sunday school program. We can have behavioural challenges with her, and we've found that the churches we've been to have tried to include Ella, but I think a lot of the problem is they're not really quite sure what to do. So I think parents like myself, even though a lot of the time perhaps we don't feel like being advocates for our children, we really need to be, and we really need to be out there and just trying to get rid of some of the fear that surrounds children with disability and especially intellectual disability, and let people see that actually our children are just children and they with additional needs and they can be catered for, and they do need to know Christ like any other child, and they especially need to be included. And I really think that church is one place where Ella should be able to go, where she's welcomed, embraced, loved, not stared at. We face a lot of barriers in normal life, even just going to the shops. You're confronted all the time with people staring, with, you know, just obvious walls up of disability. It's very obvious. And I think church should be a place where Ella is very welcome and loved. She is at the moment at the church we are at, and we're very thankful for that. But I know it's a problem for churches across Sydney because there aren't a lot of programs set up for children and adults with disabilities, and this is something that does need to be addressed.
Well, I was going to say, it's not just children. I have an adult brother with cerebral palsy who's been coming to my church for a little while, but I have to say it is difficult, not because he's difficult, he's a cinch and he's very patient, but the congregation still doesn't quite know how to deal with it. They haven't fully taken it on board. I think the biggest problem for disabled people in churches isn't the toileting or the wheelchair access, although those things all should be dealt with. It's the interactions with people. People don't know how to talk or interact with people with disabilities. Has that been your experience?
Yes, I think definitely it's a reticence on people's behalf because they don't know what to say, and if the person they're talking to perhaps is difficult to understand, they don't want to embarrass that person or themselves. But I think sometimes you've just got to put those feelings aside and just go headlong into it and make a friend, because really what Ella wants more than anything else is to have friends, and she wants to have people that she can interact with and feel like she belongs, because in the rest of the world most of the time she doesn't belong. And I mean, we're taught as Christians that the weaker members in the body of Christ are just as important as the stronger members, and you don't have a full body of Christ if you don't include people with disabilities, and that's what the new Luke 14 ministry is all about.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you about that. The Luke 14 initiative, it's being run by Christian Blind Mission. What does it actually involve, Madeline?
Luke 14 has a few people employed by CBM, but it's also a group of parents like-minded, like myself, who really want to get involved in getting people with disabilities into our churches in Sydney and across Australia. It's an initiative which aims at equipping churches to welcome and include people with disabilities, so give churches skills. And it's a process that assists churches to reach in and improve access, physical access, but also understanding and support and friendship. And really, those sorts of things are more valuable, as you say, than the actual physical characteristics of having wheelchair accessibility, which is necessary. But I feel the more important thing is to make churches a place of warmth and of welcome, where everybody, no matter who they are, what they look like, how they sound, what their IQ is welcome, just as Christ would welcome all of these people.
Mm. So it's a program for churches to sign up to, is it, Madeline?
It's a program for churches to sign up to, or individuals can get information. We're trying to get churches to run their own Luke 14 Sundays, mm-hmm. So disability awareness service, to get people aware of the issues so they can go somewhere to get some help and assistance in what to do, how to include, how to get to know, and how to get out into the community and let people with disabilities know that they want them and that they're welcome in their church.
Mm, that's a good point. It's not just the people that might be already there, but it's actually also, as you said, going out into the community where disabled people are and saying, we'd love to have you as part of our church.
And lots of families, especially with, probably because that's my area, of families with children with disabilities are living in very straitened circumstances, very stressful family lives, very ongoing stressful family lives. You know, these children aren't going to go off into comfortable supported accommodation when they're 18 or 20 because it doesn't exist. So it's a long-term commitment to care for our children. And these families need the hope of Christ and they need the hope of the future. And it's our responsibility to tell these families, encourage, welcome and love them.
The thing is, though, I guess, too, it's not just running out the door for church, is it, when you have a disabled person in the family? It's a really big deal to get there. And so when they do get there, you would hope that it would be a positive experience.
Absolutely. And you don't want to feel, I mean, I don't want to feel grateful to people that speak to Ella. I just want it to be something that comes naturally. Mm. And I think we have to get out there and talk to people, educate them, show them that people with disabilities are people.
Yeah. Thank you, Madeline. It's been good to talk to you this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you very much, Katrina.
That's Madeline Witham. She is a parent and really an activist on disabled issues. She's also the author of the book Ella, which is about her personal experiences. So the Luke 14 initiative is being launched by Therese Rain this Thursday at St Anne's Anglican Church Conference Centre in Ryde from 9:30. If you'd like to get involved or find out more about the Luke 14 initiative, get in touch with Christian Blind Mission.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.